The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. In the lives of the correspondent school detectives, Cy and Elmer. In the sleepy little town of Punkinville, there are two old rural gentlemen, Silas Q. Perkins and Elmer Peabody. These old boys are of a romantic and action-loving disposition and have spent 40 years just whittling in front of the town general store and post office. At last, they decide on a career and have just completed their courses as detectives with the Snoop and Sneak Correspondence School. As we discover the two lovable old fellows, they are sitting in their newly equipped office, eagerly awaiting the arrival by mail of their detective equipment, the Hayseed Sherlocks, Cy and Elmer.
Well, Cy, here we are.
All ready to start on our first case of detecting.
Yes, sir, Elmer. Since we got our diplomas from the correspondence school, we're all ready to go.
Yes, we're all ready to go. That is, all but our guns and badges. Say, they ain't come yet.
That's a fact, they ain't. And we got to have our disguises, mustaches, false faces, and such.
Say, reckon ain't no use trying to catch no desperate criminals without a disguise.
Well, the last mail is about due now, Elmer. On number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And if our outfits ain't on that, and we'll be out of luck for any case that comes up quick-like.
Well, I tell you, let's quit worrying and sort of shut up the office for the day, eh?
Oh, it's a shame, Elmer, to close up such a pretty office without even discussing one little case in it.
Well, my goodness, Cy, we can open her up quick enough when we get the emblems of our office.
Yeah. How about going down to see the train come in, Elmer?
Say, it's a good idea. But if you don't get a move on, Cy, she'll be in and gone before we get there. Say, about time now, ain't it? Yep, she's coming right now.
Well, then we'll go down and see if our detective stuff come on.
We'll get your feet down off the desk. So I can get out of here then, will you? And, Cy, shut that door tight, will you? We don't want no prowlers stealing our office. Say, I said shut it, not Buster.
And I shut him. Shut.
We'll quit talking and get to walking. Come on, Cy, come on. She's pulling in right now. My goodness sakes alive, you're getting so darn old, your joints creak when you walk.
You ain't so much ahead of me.
Say, I'm walking backwards. Try to go slow enough, stay with you.
Ain't no hurry nohow. She stopped right smack in front of the depot. Hey, what's that for?
Say, must be somebody getting off of her. Only train stops there regular is the milk train. Say, that's the New York Limited.
Yeah.
She mostly just sort of slows up a little bit to throw the mail sacks off.
Yeah, mail sacks don't look extra heavy, neither. The way they're tossing them off of there.
Well, what do you care how big they're?
Well, they don't look big enough to have our packages in them.
Oh, land's sake, Cy, what do you think they're sending us? Machine guns?
Let's follow the mail sacks up the post office.
Wait a minute. Let the mail sacks go.
Huh?
Look where they're walking up to pay for.
Huh. I'm looking. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
City slicker got off the train.
Yeah, stranger in town, too. At least I never seen him before. Get on the right smug get-up, ain't he?
Look out, Elmer. He's coming over here to talk to us. Keep your hands on your money.
Say, you two, where's the best hotel in this graveyard?
Right smack across the square, right in front of you.
I don't see anything that looks like a hotel.
Read the sign and you'll see it is.
Oh, yeah. Elisha D. Simpkins. Farming implements, gasoline and vegetables. Dry goods, justice of the peace and ice. Coal and feed, furniture and undertaker. Also rooms, 50 cents and up. Well, what's he up for?
You walk upstairs to your room.
Say, there's a couple of pretty big satchels you got there, mister.
Yeah, you better let Elmer and me tote them to the hotel for you.
No, you don't. Keep your fins off them bags. Yeah. I'll take care of myself. Well, so long, boys. Let me know when you get a haircut. I got a mattress to stuff.
During his hide, I couldn't think of no answer.
Yeah, never mind that, Si. Never mind. I got an idea. Yeah. Si, that fellow has got something in them valises he didn't want us to know about.
By ginger, if we only had our outfits, we could get right to work detecting on this case.
Well, my goodness, how do you know it's a case? What's your book say, huh?
Yeah.
Where's your case?
Well, wait a minute, will you? I'm looking it up right now. Let's see. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here on page 10. Uh-huh. It says, regard with suspicion.
Yeah.
Any extraordinary behavior on the part of any stranger.
And here's the case, all right.
Yes, sir.
Well, here's the case. His behavior was certainly really acted funny.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you. Now, look, Si. You go on at the post office and ask Steve did our outfits come on that meal. I'll shadow this fella to the hotel.
Now, don't get too near him, Elmer. You can hear them darn squeaky shores of yours are coming a mile away.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. How am I going to shadow him without no disguise?
Just turn your hat around. Back side to front. You think you're going the other way.
Yeah, maybe so. Here you go.
Well, go ahead. What are you waiting for?
Say, now, wait a minute, Si. Come to think of it, you know, he looked like a pretty tough customer.
Yeah?
Yeah, guess I'll, look, I'll go along to the post office with you and then we can share him together.
You can't get away, no, huh? That's the last train today.
Say, look, here comes Steve now with a big package. Maybe it's ours.
Hello there, boys. Got a package for you here. And as the office ain't open, I thought I'd bring it to you.
Say, much obliged to you, Steve.
Oh, that's all right, boys. So long.
So long, Steve. So long.
Hurry up and get her open, will you, Emmy?
Well, I'm hurrying as fast as I can.
Hurry, Emmy.
My goodness.
Tight, wasn't it?
Yeah, but look what's inside, Si.
Yeah?
Pretty snappy outfit, Si. Just look at it.
Yeah, just look at that there star shine.
Say, it must be some of that there new chromium plated stuff, ain't it?
Hey, Emmy, don't point that gun at yourself. It might be loaded.
Why, just looking down at that barrel. Certainly is keen, ain't it? Bet them bullets come out over fast, Si.
Let's try the darn things on.
Wait a minute, Si. Wait a minute. What's this? What's all this harness for you?
Yeah, there's some directions on the tag there.
Well, that says to adjust the shoulder holster.
Yeah, I know what was all
the
time.
And here's the directions now. We'll do it. Let's see now. Put right arm through opening mark A. Buckle to strap B and insert end of strap C to loop D.
D?
Yeah, D. Come on, now get off the coat. Come on, put it on.
What do you mean, get off my coat? Yeah,
get it off. That's better now. Now look, now take your right arm, Si, and put it through. Where is that opening mark? Here it is.
Yeah.
Put it right through there.
Well, don't point it through so hard.
Well, now wait a minute. Let's see, it says buckle to strap B. Where's that?
That's it, right there.
All right. Insert in a strap C through loop D.
Yeah.
Well, here's strap C, but where's the loop D?
You got your thumb sticking in it now, Elmer.
Maybe so.
Well, all right, Elmer, wait a minute. You got something wrong. This crouper don't hang way down here.
Well, hold steady, Dad. Dingy, now fix it.
Yeah.
My goodness sake, Si, Perkins, you're wasting it there big coat of Swayze's. And he is the most conniptious critter ever I've seen.
Yeah, and he'd have kicked your head off if you'd ever tried to put a harness like this on him.
Is that so? Well, now, after looking at you, I think it looks pretty good.
It may look all right, but how am I going to get my arms out of here if I want to shoot anybody? Why don't you get yours on?
Well, I let mine go first, fair side. You look funny enough for both of us.
Yeah,
I can get my gun out of my pocket quicker than anyway, and it could out of that contraption.
Which one of these false faces had I ought to wear?
You need none of them. Just shut up and nobody will know you.
We've been gone so long anyway, trying to get over there. He won't remember us nohow.
Look, Si, he's coming out of the hotel now.
Okay.
We'll watch where he's going. Right behind the tree.
I'm hid all right, Elmer, but this gun sticks out a foot. Elmer, he's going straight for the bank.
If he ain't up to do good.
I bet he ain't.
Never seen a fellow yet in all my life with his hair slicked down. It was worth nothing.
Watch him.
Wait.
He's going right into the bank. You better look up in the book for what to do now.
Yes, well, I'm looking, but what chapter does that come under?
Shattering.
Yeah, shattering. Wait a minute. Yeah, here it is. It says, when person being shattered enters a building, surround the building and send one man in to watch him.
Well, if one of us goes in to watch him, how can the one that's left surround the building?
I'll fix it. I'll fix it. We get a rope. We tie one end of the rope to the front door knob and turn it to the back door knob. Then if the rope moves aside, shoot.
Yeah, but suppose somebody wants to come and put some money in the bank.
We ain't no common citizen who wants to do a little banking business has no right to interfere with detectives. No, sir. Not when they're working in the interests of law and order.
Are we the law and order now, Elmer?
Certainly we are. Now you go on in and I'll get the rope.
And tie me inside with that desperator?
Well, what's the matter with you? Got your gun, ain't you?
Yeah, but maybe he's got one, too.
Well, suppose we forget about the rope and both of us go right in on him, huh?
Elmer, that ain't what the book says to do.
Oh, concern the book. It's a special case.
Well, all right. Come on, then. We'll go in there and get killed right off.
Get killed right. Now, looky here, sir. That ain't no way for a detective to talk. Land's sake.
Will we carry our guns in our hands going in?
No, but have it ready so you can get her out quick.
I told you I couldn't get it out quick with all this harness on.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll be ready to protect you. I'll be right behind you.
How far behind?
Say, will you shut up and get in the bank? Now, look, sir, just sort of walk in careless. Like, you know, just like you had money enough to blow in there. Easy, now, easy.
Say, that's funny.
Wait.
There's nobody here. Hey, did you hear that, Elmer?
Oh, my goodness, there ain't no cotton in my ears.
But where did it come from? There ain't no one in here.
Must be somebody's side. Where's the case here?
He ought to be behind that cage there.
Hey, look and see, look and see.
Well, I'm looking at... Oh, Elmer. The cashier's been shot.
What?
Shot. And I can't stand the sight of blood. I'm a-going to faint. Oh, yeah.
Si, if you faint and hold that gun harness, sir, you'll juke yourself to death. You had to go and do it, didn't you?
And it looks as if Si and Elmer have gone into the detective business with a bang. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear the next episode of Si and Elmer over this station. Thank you.